Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ethan Hannaford is our sports producer this evening. He's going to be locked in till the wee hours. Let me throw this at you, Ethan, because I don't know what the answer is right now, where all these things are true. The Cardinals are going to play only Victor Scott or Michael Ciani in center field. They're not going to put Lars Nootbaar out there unless they have a change of heart. Lars Nootbaar is going to be the everyday left fielder. Nolan Gorman is the everyday second baseman. He's doing a great job there. Wilson Contreras and Ivan Herrera are two of the better bats in the lineup, and Herrera especially has been playing well. But you still have to find spot for Brendan Donovan. Like you add all these things up together, and there is not room for a lineup that includes Lars Nootbaar, Brendan Donovan, and Ivan Herrera, assuming that all the other stuff kind of stays in place. Because if Contreras and Herrera are in the lineup together, one of those guys has to be the DH. If Newt is in left field, Donovan can't play out there. If Donovan's the DH, then either Herrera or Contreras isn't playing. Donovan could be at second, but then Gorman's not playing. Like, it just, there's one too many guys, and when a team is not scoring runs, and they're not right now, the Cardinals have had a slow start offensively, I think it's really hard for fans to see a lineup that doesn't feature one of your top hitters so far this year in Ivan Herrera, who's not in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a couple of things to keep into consideration is, and I can't imagine what it's going to look like. Now, hopefully maybe some of this gets cleared up by the time that Dylan Carlson and Tommy Edman are to return here, hopefully in these next couple of months. But that leads down the road to potentially even more issues with that. On the other side, I'm very curious to see what the development of Victor Scott is going to look like at the plate. I think that we can all agree that he's a guy right now that doesn't look, I feel like as the season has gone on here in these early weeks, looks less and less comfortable to play, or maybe that pressure is getting to him a little bit.
Because he looks overmatched at the plate.
I thought that his at-bats in the first, series or two looked okay. Yeah. I thought he was putting decent contact on the ball, but it seems like, as you said, as we've gone on here these last couple of series, he looks very uncomfortable at the plate. So I'm wondering, you know, at what point, you know, like you said, if he's the only guy that you feel comfortable playing in center field, I guess it really depends on how far out Dylan Carlson is. If, you know, what level, to what point are you comfortable putting Lars Nootbaar in center field if it means for a week or, you know, 10 games until a guy like Carlson can smooth things out up to that point? That's a question I think you might have to start asking yourself, because like you said, you have to be able to at this point put guys in there that are going to be able to hit the ball.
Yeah, and look, if they're comfortable with Nootbaar in center field, I think at its most extreme, if they change their stance on this. And the update that we got today on Dylan Carlson and Tommy Edman is that each of those players are going to ramp up the rehab processes on Monday, as they're each scheduled to hit off a tee and also some soft toss throws from coaches. So that's a really important, and that's a good step forward. But those guys are weeks, if not more than a month away from getting back. If you're comfortable with Lars Nootbaar in center field a little bit, that gives you the opportunity to not have either a Scott or a Ciani on the roster. You have to have two players on the roster who can play center field. And if they get to a point, and if Scott does, when Scott's not hitting, if he's finding a way to get on base occasionally and he's making great plays in the outfield, you absolutely see the value.
Sure.
And I'm not even going to jump on him for the game that he had the other day. Everybody, I always say, I don't judge guys off their worst moments, and I don't judge guys off their best moments. That's just not what I do. He had a bad day. Big deal. I don't think, now if he has more bad days moving forward, then we'll have a different conversation. But right now, what Victor Scott is a guy who makes every play and more in the outfield, and a guy who, when he gets on base, is electric. And if he can get on base just a little bit, that's good enough for this team. But I am worried when he's hitting 070 or 090, whatever it is, are you really helping him by having him playing every day at the big league level?
Right, and I think that's the thing, is that I think that everyone within the organization, and I think a lot of, you know, the fans out there would say that there is more to Victor Scott than what we've seen at the plate so far. I think that there's going to be some questions down the line if this is how things continue to be, where he's not even touching 100 at the with the average. And obviously there's other things to look at besides that. You know, with him, it's more so, I think, that you need to be looking at what the on-base percentage is more than anything, because
absolutely,
of how effective he is
right
with his speed. But even that being as low as it is, that's going to be something to keep an eye on. I tell you what, I think it is pretty funny that, you know, we had a similar problem, it seems like, at the beginning of last year, where going in, there was a lot of guys are going to, you know, mix and match throughout the lineup and throughout the field where they're going to be playing. And they said in the offseason, well, we're going to correct that. That's not going to be the issue. Now, part of that has been forced because of injuries, but it seems like we're almost having that same argument where we're trying to, the Cardinals want to still follow what they said they're going to follow in the offseason, which is guys are going to play in their spots. Gorman's going to stick at second every day. You know, Donovan obviously can play all over the place, but we're going to keep Nootbaar in left, you know, keep guys where we know they can build comfort, and that's an extra one less thing they have to worry about. But because of all of these injuries, because of lack of production in certain spots and a surplus of production in certain spots, aka Ivan Herrera, you're kind of being forced into a tough spot to have to forego that almost.
Yeah, and they haven't, though. They haven't. And that's going to be the rub, because this organization looked at the way the team played last year, and they saw a team that was not very good defensively, and they saw a team that was not very good on the bases, and they said, what can we do to fix these issues? And to fix those issues, they're giving guys much more defined roles. It's a very odd thing right now in baseball, because we're moving, much like basketball has moved to positionless basketball, mm-hmm, in many ways it felt like we were moving towards a direction of positionless baseball, where a lot of teams wanted to have as many guys on the roster that could play as many positions as possible. And I think there's starting to be a little bit of a turn there, where teams are saying, you know what, to be successful, the best path to being successful is actually the path where you've got guys who know what their jobs and know what their roles are going to be every day. So in a perfect world, going into the season, the Cardinals were going to have Nootbaar in left and Edman in center and Walker in right and Goldschmidt at first and Gorman at second and Wynn at short and Arenado at third and Contreras behind the plate, and then Donovan was going to be the guy who was going to bounce around into those spots, sometimes DH, sometimes play one of those positions when one of those guys has the day off. But like you said, there's injuries to Edman, Carlson, and Nootbaar. You got Herrera, who's swinging it better than anybody expected him to swing, and you got a bunch of guys who are not swinging it. Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, Jordan Walker. These guys are not doing their jobs right now completely at the plate. We're 2 weeks into the season. There's no reason to make any wide-ranging, all-encompassing, end-of-the-world statements, but you do want to see this team score as many runs as possible tonight and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, not just 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, 3 months from now. And in many ways, it feels like the way the roster is put together and their belief in the strong defense, strong base running, Cardinal way sort of things is going to lead to wins, is maybe actually leading to less runs being scored. But let's also give credit where credit is due. The Cardinals said in this offseason they had an emphasis on improving fielding and base running. The team has been fantastic in those two areas. So if we're gonna be critical about anything, we need to be fair on the other side of it. And I'm not hearing that from a lot of fans. You're Cardinal fans. You're used to watching a certain style of baseball. And right now, from a fielding standpoint, you absolutely are getting that with this team.
Absolutely. Completely. I mean, this team was one of, the last time I checked, the last two teams in baseball to make an error. I think they've committed three up to
four,
this point,
yeah,
in the season. So they're still playing very clean,
four.
Very clean baseball. I mean, the game against Philadelphia, the final game of the series, was the first time where you said to yourself, man, the Cardinals, this is one that if they play a clean game, they probably pull out a victory. Before that, the first 12 games of the year had been very clean. I mean, here's the thing. The simplest fix is going to be, like you said, hopefully this offense gets going. Hopefully your identity gets going. And I think we can all agree that that's still Nolan Arenado. It's still Paul Goldschmidt. And fortunately, these guys hit good in Arizona. They have historically. They both, bat right around 300 out in the desert. So let's hope that they can figure things out. But right now, if those guys aren't doing what they're supposed to do, it's almost one of those things where if that does fall into place, everything else follows it, right?
100%.
You're not overthinking, oh, man, Ivan Herrera has to be in the line. He can go back to being – now, obviously, if a guy's hitting, you want him in the lineup as much as possible regardless. But it's not nearly as much of a concern if your top guys are hitting. So let's hope that they can get going. And I'll say this too. Before the last two seasons, Paul Goldschmidt really was a guy that struggled in April. Historically, he has not hit the ball well in April. It takes him a little while to get going. So I'll say that as well. Maybe it's just kind of getting back into that routine of things and it'll take him a little while to get going. If that's the case, then you know what? It's once again, every team in baseball has their overreactions to start off the year. And the Cardinals are no different. This is exactly what that is. We're early enough to where it's not a legitimate concern. I guess the question I'll leave you with, Matt, is, at what point do these things become concerns?
I don't know. And I never know. And 5 errors, by the way, just to make sure we get that right. 5 errors on the year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not next week, but it's also not 3 months from now. Right. But it's somewhere in between. I have a very hard time. That's one of my struggles in covering baseball. I don't know when all of a sudden stuff starts mattering and you don't realize when it completely started mattering. So that's not much of a question for you. Sorry, not much of an answer for you.